On WRVO's health and wellness show, Take Care, many guests have discussed what food people should eat or not eat to stay healthy. Getting a good night's sleep is part of staying healthy. This week, hosts Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen speak with dietitian and health writer Carrie Ann Jennings about which foods to avoid before bedtime.
Before we begin with some of the foods on your list, how many hours are recommended between your last meal and putting your head on that pillow?
It depends on whether you have trouble with gastric reflux and stuff like that. In general, I would say to wait a couple hours before eating and going to bed, because when you're lying down, not the best position for digesting food.
One of the first items on the list is a favorite for so many people, and that is pizza. You also mentioned that cheese can cause nightmares.
Yeah. I think part of it with pizza specifically is that it is very fatty, the tomato sauce is acidic, and so combined, it really is one of the worst things you could eat before going to bed. The combination of the nightmares from the cheese, the acid, and the tomato sauce can give you a tummy ache and maybe make you go to the bathroom. And then the final thing I would suggest for why not to eat this as a snack is that it's really not a snack. It's more of a meal. And so if you're eating a second dinner, that can add a lot of extra calories that you probably don't need.
All right. On a related note, another bit of fast food, hamburgers.
Yeah, again, like with pizza, burgers are really a heavier, fattier meal, and it's a lot on your digestive tract. There was a recent study that found that eating too much saturated fat was linked to lighter sleep and more wakefulness. So burgers are a quintessentially saturated fat-heavy meal that would definitely not help your sleep.
Of all the things on the list, this is the most predictable, and that would be coffee because of the caffeine content.
Yeah. So if you're having things with caffeine, you'd like to not drink anything close to 6 hours before bedtime. So that's why you often hear, don't have coffee after 4 o'clock. So that's considering that you're going to bed around 10. With decaf, though, too, even though it has a little caffeine, and some people might be sensitive even to that little bit of caffeine, and it also does have acid in it. So if you have trouble with the GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease, that could trigger some of those episodes, even if it is decaf.
What about drinking a lot of water with the offending food? I picture a lot of stuff in your stomach sloshing around, but maybe the water will help dilute the spiciness of something, or is that just not at all scientific?
Well, I think in terms of sleep, the main problem then of drinking a lot of water before you go to bed is you're definitely not going to be able to stay asleep if you need to wake up to go to the bathroom. So in terms of cutting down the spiciness, I'm really not sure if that would. I don't think it necessarily would help. And then from the perspective of having too much liquid, it's not going to be great for your sleep. You know, I can tell you what you should have before going to sleep, because that's the other problem, is if you go to sleep on an empty stomach, you can wake up because you were hungry. So if you do feel like that happens to you, you can have a light snack that has some carbohydrates, some protein, so like a slice of whole grain toast with some avocado or peanut butter, something like that can be good.
That was nutritionist Carrie Ann Jennings speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of this interview can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's health and wellness show, Saturday mornings at 6:30 and Sunday evenings at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.